seize the day. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Do not wait for your ship to come in, swim out to it. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. If you can dream it, you can do it. Wherever you go, go with all your heart. If man has done his best, what else is there? Success is going from failure to fair without losing your enthusiasm. At first you don't succeed, try again. Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. I think I can. There's no substitute for hard work. Willing is not enough. We must live the life you imagine. Do or do not. There is no try. Action is the foundational key to all success. Discouragement and fear are the two of the surest stepping stones to success. The cure is not to dream less, but to dream more, to dream all the time. If you don't know where you're going, you will wind up somewhere else. Just do it. I heard those quotes growing up all the time. When I first heard some, I memorized them. Others I wrote down. But not one of them motivated me for more than a day or two. It was a much less inspirational quote that inspired me. From a much less famous person. It was a doctor at UCLA. He said, Steve, you've got inoperable tumors all over your liver. Worst case scenario, you have 5 years to live.
And I can't control the cards I'm dealt, just how I play the hands.
If you need inspiring words, don't do it.
Today's talk is not about death, it's about life and how to live, specifically about childhood dreams and about how you can try to achieve them. Dreams will come to you. If you live properly, the dreams will come to you. And I was dreaming, always dreaming. It was an easy time. The dream. When you turn on your television set and men are landing on the moon, anything is possible. And we should never lose that spirit.
Okay, bad news. I had cancer. I was dying. But I got more bad news. You are all dying too. And what are you dying to do? Don't skate forward any further in your life without answering that question. But I've basically just given you all the same diagnosis I was given. Your time is limited. And that's a real diagnosis, so what now? Okay, like most people, when they're told they're dying, you're probably going through the five stages of grief. The first stage is denial. I'm not dying, I'm healthy. Stage two is anger. Urgh. Stage three is bargaining. Okay, we're all dying. Stage four is depression. Stage five, the final stage, is acceptance. Okay. I'm not immortal. So what now? Well, let me tell you what I did when I was told I might only have 5 years to live. First of all, I got a lot of advice. A lot of friends wanted to help. A friend of my wife told me that maybe this news would give me a whole new perspective. Someone else told me that I should live every day like it was my last.
So what were my childhood dreams? Being in the National Football League. This is one of the childhood dreams I didn't achieve, all right? And it's very important to know that if you don't achieve your dreams, you can still get a lot by trying for it. There's an expression I love, experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. The most wonderful thing my parents did was they let me paint my bedroom. I said one day, I want to paint stuff on the walls. And they said, okay. So I had a rocket ship. And we lived in a ranch, so I wanted an elevator. I wasn't sure where it would go. But the great thing is that they let me do it. And they felt that letting me express my creativity was more important than the pristine nature of the walls. The brick walls that are in our way are there for a reason. They are not there to keep us out. They are there to give us a way to show how much we want it.
What I kept coming back to when I had time by myself and no one was giving me advice was my dreams. The dreams I had put aside, the ones that I thought I had plenty of time to reach. But now that I realized I had a finite amount of time, I had to ask myself, what did I want to accomplish? I'm not a worst case scenario guy, but if I really only had 5 years to live, what was it that I wanted to make sure happened? For me, as a comedian, it was a dream I had since I was 12 years old. It was to perform my comedy on The Late Show with David Letterman. So, let me be clear before I move on. I was a comedian already, okay? I was making a living at it. No day job, full-time comedian, making a good living in comedy clubs, colleges, corporate events around the world. That was a pretty big feat in itself. But 6 years into my comedy career, I kind of stopped chasing the Letterman dream. I was waiting for it to come to me. I was waiting for someday, not chasing it anymore. That's a very important lesson for all of us mortals here today. Someday isn't on the calendar. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's on there about 4 times a month. No someday. But when it comes to our dreams, it's probably the busiest day of the week is someday, right? So learning that lesson, I just decided that I was gonna refocus my attention back on that dream. I was gonna pull out all the stops, and I gave myself a goal of getting on Letterman within 1 year. I was going to make someday happen. I started yelling my dream to anyone who would listen. Started calling in every favor I was owed. I found out everyone who worked on the show and begged them to help me get an audition. I even started asking people at comedy clubs after they'd seen me to email the show and beg Dave to book me. And guess what? I didn't make it. My ironically named deadline came and went. But I was so renewed about my dream and my newfound passion for it, I decided to give myself an extension. 1 more year to get on Letterman. Didn't happen. And then another. Nope. Sounds like bad news, right? Well, it was. I would have loved to get on the show in that first year, but something great happened over the year, those years. Those 3 years weren't spent dying. They were spent living. Living a dream. And let me tell you, there is something, if you've ever chased a dream, you know that it lights a fire in your heart. That whether you reach it or not, it warms everyone around you and everything around you. So I decided, you know what? I'm gonna keep going. Because that dream is so important. You can't wait for someday to happen. You need to make things go out. Wouldn't the world be a better place if we're all inspired? If the world wasn't full of uninspired people? I know I felt better when I was inspired. But why do people stop chasing their dreams? I don't think people choose to be uninspired. Why do you think people stop chasing their dreams? Everyone wants to achieve them. Why do people leave them behind? That was a tough question to answer. I wanted to give her an honest answer, not some cliche response or a motivational line. So I thought about it for a long time. I knew that cancer had motivated me to pick my dream up again, but why did I stop chasing it in the first place? Why does anyone stop? Well, when the answer came to me, it was hard to swallow, let alone spit out and say aloud, but I told her. We're all taught that life is tough. Life's a bitch. Life is hard. But it's not. It's pretty easy, right? It's pretty easy to skate by and go through life, right? We wake up every day, most of us in the world, with a roof over our heads, a big comfy bed under our butts, a fridge full of food. Most of us in the world, especially here in America, never have to worry about starvation or homelessness. We have friends and family that'll help us out when those things come. Those are the things that made life dangerous 100 years ago. Now we complain if life isn't convenient. This isn't a statement on modern society. This is a statement about motivation. Life is easy. Easy to skate by. Pretty easy to grow up, put your dreams aside, leave your passions behind, take a job that you don't even really mind, raise some kids who will most likely be inspired to do the exact same thing, go from point A to point B to point C until you end up at point Z, where you pass away and there's a line of people waiting to get up and tell everyone else who knew you what a good life you had. Nothing bad about that, nothing wrong with that, but nothing great about it, nothing inspiring about that. It's easy to look at a dream as something way off in the distance, something that might or might not be accomplished, a thing, an object, a goal, a thought that runs through our mind every now and then, a noun. But dream is also a verb. It has to be lived, it has to be done, it has to be furthered, it has to be acted upon, it needs to be chased. It's not just an idea or a result. To dream encompasses every step that it takes to get there. So I'm going to give you all a challenge here. Figure out the answer to that question. What are you dying to do? Don't skate forward any further in your life without answering that question. But if you don't know the answer, don't go to sleep tonight without answering that question. Don't wait till someday to answer that question. There's nothing more important in your life than figuring that out. When you do figure it out, then when you go to sleep, you sleep like a kid again. Because then you'll be going to sleep not to dream, but with a dream. And waking up with one. Thank you. I told you about my dream. I didn't reach my Letterman dream by my deadline. Or my extended deadline. Nope, it took me 5 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Steve Mazan.
5 years of living. Five of the years of living for that dream. And I was very lucky. My tumors during that time, they didn't grow. I stayed healthy. But I had that wake-up call, and I'm giving you all the same wake-up call. We're all dying. But if you're not chasing your dream, you're already dead.